Defense Department components are under orders to set up their own hubs to monitor their employees for signs of insider threats and respond if necessary. The Defense Intelligence Agency is one of the first DoD organizations to get its hub up and running. As Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu reports, DIA started by asking whether its insider threat program could actually offer anything new.
It's an important question because for decades, DIA and other agencies have had robust counterintelligence programs to guard against espionage. They've also had inspectors general and law enforcement and personnel security officers. Stephen McIntosh is the insider threat program coordinator at DIA.
So if those functions and disciplines haven't changed, then what is different under this thing now called a program? And, you know, the light bulb came on. And that was this thing that's now known in insider threat lexicon as the hub. That small core group of individuals who have the broadest of access to employee-related data.
McIntosh says his office wanted to make sure it wasn't duplicating the work of DIA's existing internal security organizations and eventually decided the job of the insider threat program should be to monitor human behavior in a much more comprehensive and ongoing way than those other organizations could have.
We are not a part of counterintelligence, nor do we perform their mission. We're not a part of law enforcement, nor do we perform their mission. Then what are we? And our hub was created as a discipline-neutral entity. We had to create job series, in order to create insider threat billets and position descriptions to distance ourselves from those who are the responders, because they do what they do and they do it well, but they have baggage. They have policy, they have procedures, they have legal issues that govern how they do what they do. And we did not want that to affect what we do in monitoring human behavior.
DIA's version of the hub, its threat management cell, is staffed with a wide variety of behavioral analysts that come from several different backgrounds, many of them certified in more than one discipline. McIntosh says that's because the government's current definition of what constitutes an insider threat is extremely broad.
There's a misconception on what an insider threat is and isn't. You know, most think that it's linked to, you know, the espionage case or a Snowden release, and that's it. That's the smallest part of what we have to deal with in dealing with the workforce. And even the national definition of what an insider threat is, if you read the last few words of that, it basically says, you know, any loss or degradation of an organization's capabilities or resources. And the people that we have in our hub come from all walks of life. So that they can look at that behavior and then put that behavior in context, determine whether or not it poses a risk, threat, or vulnerability to the agency. We even have an operational psychologist assigned as part of our staff that sits right there within the threat mitigation cell, who is actively involved in all of the behavior that we're monitoring. It works.
Like most other agencies, DIA is also using data science to try to pick up on potential insider threats. But McIntosh says the tool his organization views as most valuable is the one that collects and correlates information from the vast array of other IT systems that already operate within DIA.
And that's the tool that ingests all other data feeds within the agency. We replicate those into our tool so that we can use them. We bring in all the HR records. We have all the badging records, we have the telephone records, and the list just keeps going and going and going. And all of that then is correlated against the employee. And then we run algorithms across it to bring that behavior of concern to light when that employee quits or changes and is no longer like they were yesterday. Because the tool learns the employee and learns what is normal for that employee. Then when that employee changes, it alerts us. And then we still have full access then if we have other information comes in about the employee, irregardless of the means which it came, email, telephone call, water cooler complaint, or whatever the case may be, then we go back and we look across all of the data streams in order to put that behavior into context.
The fact that DIA's insider threat team has access to such a vast array of data about its employees is a direct result of decisions by the agency's leadership. Officials decided that DIA's hub should be situated at the center of the agency, with access to all of the data regarding ongoing investigations by its counterintelligence, law enforcement, and other branches.
That doesn't mean that we tell everybody else what to do or how to do it. But what that means is, as they execute their mission, their function, they have to coordinate and provide us information about what it is they are doing. So that gives us visibility over what the Office of Counterintelligence is doing, not authority to tell them what to do. Okay? They're good at what they do, but we have visibility. We have visibility over what's going on in the Office of Security. We even have visibility over what's going on in our Inspector General. We're built into all reporting mechanisms within the agency. So when something gets reported to the Office of Counterintelligence or the Office of Security, we see it too. They're looking at it for their purposes, with their color of glasses. We're looking at it holistically, and we're leveraging all the information that we bring in regarding the person in order to put that behavior into context. So if your insider threat hub just sits in the corner and looks at computer data, you're not getting very far. We have ours built into just about everything that goes on in that agency.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.